I was 6 years old and I told you about the car accident, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. that, so this is why it's so funny you ask. It's connected to religion.
Yeah.
Before the car accident, this was in 1977, actually. So I was 7 years old. We have a lake in Hungary called Lake Balaton, okay? And everybody always goes to this lake. And I really wanted to go to this lake. And my parents said, okay, we're going to go on the weekend to this lake. But then my aunt, my mother's sister, came to our house and said, let's not wait until the weekend, you know, because I can take Esther before the weekend because school hasn't started yet. It was in July, you know, when this thing happened. And it was July, and she says, I can take Esther because we are going, my family, my aunt's family are going to the lake, so she will not have to wait at home in the city until my parents were ready and off from work, you know, so we can go. And my parents said, yes, 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 and everybody was happy. I'm telling you the absolute truth, and I wouldn't be joking and lying about this because this defined my life later on. I heard a voice, but it wasn't in my ears or my head or anything. It was just, you hear it. It's an instruction, and it says, don't go. Because if you go, you're going to get into a car accident, and you're going to die. And I heard it, and I was like this small, you know, and I immediately spoke up to my parents. And I said, Dad, I can't go because I heard this voice. Now, you say to me, I heard a voice.
Yeah,
you
right,
know,
right,
I said,
right.
Oh, you hear no voices, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was immediately dismissed, you know?
Yeah.
But I was really insistent. And I said, no, but it's so true. Because, and then I heard it again and again and again. And it was like really gripping, you know? Like, I can't identify it, but it was like saying, you can't go. You
oh,
can't
it
go.
Repeated, right?
It repeated, okay. You know? Like, no way, you know, don't. And I kept on saying to my parents, but I can't go. It was overwhelming for me. And I had to express it. And I said to my parents, I can't go. And there was this talk of war. Now you're going because your aunt is coming. They are
right,
prepared
right.
and all that. And I do remember that my sister, I have a sister who is 4 years younger than me. And she was very little. And I went to say goodbye to her. And I do remember uttering the words because it was very dramatic for me too. And I was only seven, saying, Livia, I'm saying goodbye, and this is the last time you're gonna see me. And I was a 7-year-old child who said that, you know? Anyways, people shoved me into my aunt's car, and it was a small car, like, you know, here was the driver, like, going forward, here is the driver, here was my grandfather, you know, shotgun. Behind my grandfather was my aunt, and behind the driver was me. And we were going on this country road, you know? And there was a highway that intercepted this country road, but it was very far away. And on that highway, this little I saw, there was a car, like another car, but a truck, like an 18-wheeler. But we were so far away that from my perspective, that was still this small, you know? And I said, that's the truck that's gonna kill us.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, you know, it's horrible what you're saying. And it kept coming, and we were like, you know, converging onto the same intersection because the highway just finished on this country road. And when we got there, he did not stop.
Right.
Coming off the highway. Didn't stop at all. And it smashed into the car, but in such a way that somehow it clipped the car that turned sideways, and only where I was sitting, not where these three people were, only where I was sitting got cut and carved out from the car and got stuck under the wheels of this truck and kept on going.
Oh my.
So my aunt and my uncle and my grandfather got just, you know, like thrown out into the cornfield.
Yeah.
And I kept going like underneath this 18-wheeler, like in this little compartment of compressed metal, you know, with all the tubes and everything, the coils, I remember that. And we just kept going, you know?
Right.
And I was like underneath. And then finally, of course, it stopped,
sure.
you know? But this was 1977 in a country road, in the middle of Hungary,
right.
in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
You know, all I saw was the freaking sunflowers, you know, when I looked up. And somebody came, like all people, you know, like Jews started to beeline there, you know, all these like farmers, whatever, who were working the field, and they took me out of there.